When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We roll through the second hour Tuesday edition of the program. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. We are going to be dropping new, cool podcast exclusive content. We love all of you who listen to the radio every day. But if you want the full, I was going to say Monty, but given we just talking about it wasn't me, it was Shaggy, maybe that's the wrong answer. If you want the full experience, if you want the full Clay and Buck catalog, you need to go subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play, on Spotify, everywhere out there. Search out my name, Clay Travis. Search out Buck Sexton. Boom. You'll be able to get everything that we do in the audio space, and I think you will enjoy it. So I had not seen this until Buck sent me this story. Or discussed it with me, and I tracked it down. I don't read a lot of The Atlantic. It's probably an indictment of me. I think I get enough of The Washington Post and The New York Times without needing to subscribe to The Atlantic. But someone named Maggie Mertens wrote a story that is one of the dumbest stories I've ever seen in the world of athletics and the coming denial of biology.
It's bold,
That's saying bold stuff.
Yeah.
Look, I've had a lot of dumb opinions over the years in the world of sports, as many of you well know, and may continue to have a lot of dumb opinions on a variety of different things. I've never had an opinion this dumb. The argument is separating sports by sex doesn't make sense. That's the headline of the Atlantic article. Though school sports are typically sex segregated, a new generation of kids isn't content to compete within traditional structures. This is, let me be clear, the natural evolution of the argument that men can compete against women. The whole Leah Sam madness that you had a dude who decided to become a woman and then became the greatest women's swimmer of the year in college athletics. The natural outgrowth of transgender athletes is left-wingers are going to say, we just need to have a unisex category. Why are we even separating men's and women's athletes, which is exactly what the Athletic, the Atlantic, is arguing here. And the reason, Buck, is because women are not big, as big, as strong, and as fast as men. But this is wild. In the article, they just now trot out things that are 100% not true and, in fact, are anti-science. And this has become a big deal. Biology isn't real to many left-wingers anymore. And it says here, school sports are typically sex segregated. And decades of research have shown sex is far more complex than we may think. And those sex differences in sports show advantages for men. Researchers today still don't know how much of this to attribute to biological differences versus the lack of support provided to women athletes to reach their highest potential. Let me be clear here. There is no chick in America who is going to be faster than Usain Bolt. There is no one in the history of women's athletics who is going to be as good of a quarterback as Tom Brady. All right? This is not biological unfairness.
You don't even have to go to the extremes of who the greatest male athletes are in their sports. I mean, you can look at what ends up happening. I mean, for example, I saw Serena Williams, who many argue is the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Yes.
And is dominant in a way that you've never seen somebody else in that sport be dominant, right? There is a woman who won, whose last name is Court. I believe it's Margaret Court, who won more majors.
That's
but it
right.
was like 50 years
She's
ago.
She's still alive. She's Australian.
Yeah, but it was a long time ago. The sport was very different speed then, very different game in a lot of ways. But Serena Williams, as somebody who's I've played enough tennis to tell you that Serena Williams would lose to certainly the top 200 men on the tour and would probably even lose to a top D1 men's NCAA tennis player. Okay. And she's the greatest of all time, some would argue, in the sport as a woman.
A couple of years ago, John McEnroe got in trouble because he said Serena wouldn't be one of the best 700 men's players in the world.
100% true. I can't believe he got in trouble. It's not even close,
and,
by the way.
And yeah, because he said Serena was very talented, but she was the best women's player.
Yes.
Because he was getting an interview, and the interviewer said, why wouldn't you say she's the greatest tennis player of all time? And he said, because she's not. There are 700 men right now who are way better than Serena Williams. And I talked to a bunch of pro athletes in tennis after that, and they said Serena Williams is an incredible talent. She wouldn't be on any decent college men's tennis team.
Yep.
She couldn't make them.
Correct.
So it's not even that she's not in the top 700. She's not in the top 10,000 best men's tennis players in the world, according to guys who are way more talented in tennis than me.
I mean, the women's soccer U.S. national
yes.
team played, was it the under 16 or the, it was the under 16 team, so 14
15,
or,
I think it was 15 and under in Dallas, the
yeah.
best 15 and under boys in Dallas.
So kids who are, I mean, who are, you know, years away from reaching full physical maturity, and they blew out the women's national team like 8-0, which in soccer terms, or was it 6-0? It was a total.
They beat them comfortably. I don't remember the exact score, but the point you're making, which is a really good one, is that high school boys in one city in America, I think it was like 5-2, as the women were training, the U.S. women's national team, which is the best women's team in the world, as they were training, they scrimmaged against these boys, and the boys beat them. 15 and under from Dallas, Texas. Another good stat for you is every high school champion in the state of Texas in track and field was faster at every category, every division, was faster than the fastest woman in the history of the world.
I'm sorry, it was 5-2, by the way. I looked it up.
5-2.
Which is still a
bunch. Which is a trouncing.
Which is a trouncing
in soccer.
You and I both played high school soccer. If you
yes.
lost 5-2 to another team, you went home feeling bad about yourself.
You weren't close to winning, right? And yes, so they whipped them. And again, that's not the best 15-year-old boys. Was I right about it being 15 and under? It wasn't the best 15-year-old boys in the United States. It was the best 15-year-old boys in Dallas, Texas. One city, 15-year-old boys trounce the U.S. women's team.
So here's where we are with this whole gender in sports situation. The left has reached they've reached the terminus here. They've reached the full ends of where this all leads, which 5 years ago was, oh, no, it's not that. It's just about being inclusive. Or, oh, no, it's just about respect. Now it's, honestly, we just need to eliminate segregated by sex sports Because there's no difference in men and women physically.
It's all made up in your head.
It's made up in your head. This is crazy. But it's just as crazy to say that there is no innate physical difference in a more general sense between men and women. But they do this, the left does this, because they are malcontents, because they want to kick at the load-bearing walls of our civilization. And part of this is also to force people. I think this is very important. So Gulag Archipelago, Solzhenitsyn, you know, Gulag Archipelago, right? One of the most important works of the 20th century. Everybody should at least read some of it. It's tough reading in the sense that it's deeply depressing, but they made everybody who went through the Gulag system. They were putting people through this and sending them away to die. They were physically abusing them. They always wanted a confession. The reason they always wanted a confession is because they wanted to break you. They knew the charges were fake. They knew they were lying about the hordes of people that they were bringing in who were innocent and then sending off to the gulag to die and be tortured. But they wanted to emotionally and psychologically break you. So they made you sign crazy charges. The equivalent of they beat you until you say, I assassinated Abraham Lincoln, right? Something that's just, it doesn't matter. The point is, with the left now, they want you to say men and women aren't different because then they've broken you. Then they can get you to admit anything.
And think about how few people in sports are actually willing to stand up to how crazy this is. What the practical impact of this would be is there would basically be no women's athletics. Because if there were whatever high school you go to or went to or your kids or your grandkids go to, if you did away, let's say, with women's soccer and women's basketball, and you just played basketball at that school, and you just played soccer at that school, there would be no girls on the team. They wouldn't be good enough. That's not a slight against women's athletics. I enjoy all different types of athletics. But if you just had basketball and you just had soccer, if you didn't have the Women's World Cup and you didn't have the Men's World Cup, and if you didn't have the WNBA and you just had the NBA, there would be no women's athletes that would ever make those teams. There would be no women's Olympians because there is no sport where men and women compete evenly, any sport that I'm aware of where a woman could beat all the men in the world.
Then you have the part of the article that goes into, well, if you look at you know, 10 and 11-year-olds, you know, they can play sports together. And it's sitting, it's like, so are we all going to pretend that the massive influx of different hormones and pituitary gland action between men and women, it has no difference? We're all going to act like we don't realize all of a sudden, Clay, men start getting body hair in places they're not used to. And they start getting muscles that all of a sudden are stronger than they used to be. We're supposed to act like we don't know this? I mean, this is the thing about The Atlantic is that it exists to present a leftist, socially palatable worldview to libs who think they're really smart. How can they read this and still believe that they're intelligent human beings? I mean, this is brainwashing.
Buck, some of these quotes are crazy. This is from a University of British Columbia professor. She says, part of the reason why we have this belief boys are stronger than girls, and even the fact that we believe gender is a binary, is because of sports, not the other way around. Look, I coached Little League, to your point, Buck. Before boys get testosterone and hit puberty, this is true. Girls and boys athletes are not very different. And then boys become way bigger, way stronger, and way faster. And this is not some like external thing that I have made up. Like, Michael Jordan is not a chick, right? And it could never have been a girl, right? So the people who actually play sports think this is crazy. And what needs to happen and hasn't happened yet is all these women's athlete players, right? And the people who have advocated for Title IX in the first place, the reason why Title IX exists is because of women not getting equal opportunity to men in their own sport. It's not because, look, the best
right, that's
football
why it's
team,
about funding. So this is, so when I rode crew in college, the UMass University of Massachusetts men's team had to basically self-fund. They were They had to
self-fund. Equal scholarships.
And the women's team had brand new. I mean, these cruise shells cost like $30,000, probably more than that now. The women's team had the newest, best gear. Why? Because the school had to find ways to spend lots of money on women's sports. The men's team, they were out there in like a bathtub with some oars. It was ridiculous.
which, by the way, is primarily because of football. Because football takes up 85 scholarships college, and then they have to equal that. And this is a really interesting legal argument. Maybe somebody wants to make it in the wake of this Atlantic article. You know, football doesn't – it's not men's football. Women are technically eligible to play football. They're just not good enough. So should you even count those as 85 male scholarships? I mean, legally, just think about it. Like, is maybe – hey, according to the Atlantic, maybe the next Ray Lewis – is some 5'2" woman who's just not getting the opportunity to play football.
There was a football movie where Kathy Ireland was the kicker.
Yeah.
Kathy Ireland was great.
Vanderbilt. My alum, school had a female kicker.
See?
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's a real, real strong point for women's athletics. Should have been the quarterback, honestly, too. but anyway, this article, I'm going to share it. You guys can go read it. We'll put it up on Clay and Buck. It's one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen, but it is increasingly the province of the left in this country to try and argue, despite the fact that we're the party of science, biology isn't real. If you own a business, past couple of years have been anything but easy. Time for a well-earned win. If your business has 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, not a payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you get it? Go to GetRefunds.com. They're tax attorneys. They're specialists. Little-known payroll tax refund. They do all the work. No charges up front. Just share a percentage of the cash they get with you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you as well. Just go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. Payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Bishop to knight 7. How many of you out there play chess? Just wondering. How many of you are chess nerds? Actually, it's a great game. I got a nice chess board at home. I've played some. I even took a little bit of chess lessons when I was like second or third grade, Clay. Didn't get me all the ladies, but I did learn a little bit of basic chess strategy. So I am I wouldn't even say I'm an advanced beginner. I'm like a mediocre beginner. But I saw this in the world of what I guess is sports. The world number one, Magnus Carlsen, resigned after one move in a rematch against this U.S. teenage phenomenon, 19-year-old Hans Niemann, and they were apparently totally taken aback by this. Now, some are saying this is because there are allegations that Niemann, the 19-year-old, is cheating, and there was even some rumor spreading on the internet that Elon Musk made a joke about that he's getting chess signals through something he had put
so nervous.
Bum.
Anal beads. I don't even know how this would work. I don't know how you would be able to get signals, but this is a legit story that he is being somehow signaled on what moves he should make based on the use of anal beads.
An electronic stimulation device placed into his rear end. This is a real thing that people are talking about now. This guy did quit after one move, which is crazy, so he's clearly sending some. The world number one in chess, this is sending shockwaves through the chess world. This is like, I haven't seen anything like this since the Searching for Bobby Fischer movie came out. Remember that? That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it was great. This is, this story is made for a couple of the writers that we have at Outkick who have dove in to cover this. Like it's Watergate, it is kind of an unbelievable story, right?
Yeah.
And it must be some legitimacy to it if the world number one is refusing to pay. I don't even know how you solve this. Do they have to play nude?
You can, when you're playing chess,
in
man, you can either go with your gut or have something in your butt.
That's pretty well said. I think they're going to put that on T-shirts all over chess clubs in America. Business owners have it tough, particularly when it comes to managing employees these days with more regulations than ever, not to mention the most competitive marketplace for great employees. Keeping up with changing regulations and HR compliance, hiring and retaining top talent, handling payroll, the list goes on. There's a limit to what you can do to keep employees engaged while running your business smoothly. Fortunately, we've got Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization, including better benefits to help keep the employees you have and attract new ones. Also, how about better training so they can be more productive? Always challenges, but take care of them with Insperity. Nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through the Tuesday edition of the program. Want to give credit to a lot of you out in Oregon who have been reaching out to the show. We appreciate everybody listening in Portland. And you've been saying, Clay and Buck, you need to be paying attention to what's going on in the Oregon governor's race. It's not getting a lot of attention right now. But Christine Drazen is putting together an incredible an incredible campaign, and people are telling us that you are going to end up winning this race. And we bring in now the woman who is trying to turn the state of Oregon red. And Christine, I just want you to run us through what you're hearing from people all over the state of Oregon and how much the disaster that is Portland is feeding into so much of the momentum that you are picking up on, to the point where a lot of people that I trust believe you're going to be the next governor of Oregon.
So first, thank you so much for having me on today. I am super excited to be on this show. I'm a big fan, so this is an exciting moment for me. Let's just get that out there.
Well, thank you. But you're going to save the state of Oregon, and you have great taste in radio.
All of those things, and one, you know, hand in hand, basically, is what we're talking about right now. Now, Oregonians across our state are feeling what, you know, whether or not you're in Portland or Pendleton, you know, Eugene or Eagle Point, folks across Oregon want change right now because we have had Democrats in charge for 40 years in the governor's office, but 10 years of both branches of government as far as the legislature and the governor's office are concerned, which has led to a precipitous decade of decline where now we have homelessness, we have rampant drug use, we have crime that skyrocketed, we have our schools that are failing, all of these basic foundational elements of what makes a strong state and frankly leads to strong families and strong communities has just fallen off the cliff here in Oregon. And folks here want change. They're not talking about partisan politics. They're not talking about Republican versus Democrat. They're talking about balance, accountability, and just a better quality of life. I mean, Biden's inflation is just obliterating everybody across the nation. But here in Oregon, it's especially shocking because Democrats in the legislature here have raised $3 billion of taxes in just a six-month period a few years back. And all of that gets pushed down to Oregonians. And now we've got this inflation. They're feeling it in their pocketbooks. They're feeling it in their businesses. They're feeling it in their schools. Everywhere you look, Oregonians are saying, nope, this thing ain't working no more. We need change.
Christine, the decisions that have been made, I mean, I'm curious if you could just explain to us what has been done there that has brought the state of Oregon, more specifically Portland and the surrounding area, to its current state. I've only been to Portland once. It was in 2010. And I remember thinking what a cool, beautiful city it was with great food. But every year since then, I've just been reading more and more about the deterioration. It became really a kind of the capital of Antifa on the West Coast, and the lawlessness and the anarchy and the homelessness and the drugs. They were essentially camping out outside of an ICE facility, if I remember, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, and harassing federal immigration officials, and nobody was doing anything about it. What were the decisions that were made? Like, why did the city of Portland and then more broadly the state of Oregon deteriorate so rapidly over the last 10 years?
We had leadership in Portland that made the decision to defund police. We were ground zero for treating police like criminals and our criminals like victims. That's Oregon. That's really hard left progressive Democrats that have not taken Oregonians into consideration when they've been pushing a political agenda. We all feel it. So, you know, 207% increase in homicides happens when you abandon the intervention teams that were in there in those communities, making sure that gun violence wasn't happening. And when
did you say a 207% increase in homicides?
In two years in the city of Portland. And you saw the beautiful city that Portland has been for years and years and years and years. That is Oregon. Oregon is a gem. Oregon is brilliant and gorgeous and welcoming. And we have resilient, strong, innovative, community-oriented, you know, folks that live here. And then you've got Portland, where Portlanders have just basically been abandoned by their own leadership. And the Democrats that I'm running against have doubled down on that same agenda. You know, they have pushed to reduce funding for cops. The budgets that they passed in Salem haven't fully funded police. The efforts that they've taken in Salem have abandoned our ability to stand with and protect victims. That's what I'm running against right now, are folks that actually are continuing to pursue policies that have already proven to hurt communities and families across our state.
We're talking to Christine Drazen. She is running for governor of Oregon. Appreciate many of you listening on our Portland, Oregon affiliate, KEXAM, who know exactly of which you are speaking. You're also a mom of three. And last year, certainly, we saw Glenn Youngkin flip the state of Virginia to a large extent based on moms who were angry. I've got, I'm married to a mom of three here in my house. I hear from a lot of these moms who have been furious about what's going on in the schools, about the fact that schools were closed. I know in Oregon, a lot of people with public school kids have been furious over the way that the governor there handled COVID and keeping schools open. What are you hearing from moms and also dads out there about what they feel associated with schools and the way that their kids are being treated there?
Yeah, families, parents are absolutely livid in Oregon, and they should be. Their students, their kids were abandoned for a political agenda that put a higher value on, you know, sort of union negotiations than the needs of our students. And instead of doubling down and funding interventions in the classroom to help all students get back up to standards, here in Oregon, they just abandoned the standards. They reduced graduation requirements. They actually have shifted curriculum inside our schools to begin to add all these layers that are really, really politically driven. Just to give you an example, if you've got a kindergartner here in Oregon, that student, some of the curriculum requirements are going to have that student as early as kindergarten thinking about what is their identity and how do they pursue justice. And what they really need is to know how to wait in line and hold on to a pencil and have some fine motor skills.
Amen. You know, amen. Yes.
You know, Chris, we're speaking to Christine Drazen, everybody. She's running for governor of Oregon, and it is a very close race, Christine, which one of the, we want to really highlight this because you are in it. This is not some, you know, down by 20 or 30 points, and it's just trying to make some kind of a statement. You could be the next governor of Oregon. We've got a lot of people listening, as Clay mentioned, KEXAM, a fantastic station with a big audience, big reach, but many other stations throughout the state of Oregon, too. To the people listening, what can they do to help you, and how do they help bring this thing home so that there's some sanity in your state of Oregon once again?
We have to have Oregonians choose to win. They have to be the ones that choose a new direction for our state. I mean, we are a toss-up race because Oregonians have been standing up and pushing back and demanding change. I need every Oregonian out there that's looking for change, that doesn't want more of the same, that doesn't want another decade of decline, to vote. And, you know, you can find more information on my race for ways to volunteer and donate and show up on our days that we're knocking on doors and making calls, which is every day, at ChristineForOregon.com. But I need Oregonians to believe in change. You know, it's been, I know, you know, we know this, it's been 40 years almost since Oregon's had a Republican governor. You know, the last time we had a Republican governor, Top Gun, it was in the theaters, the original. And I say all the time now, it's time for a sequel, right? And that really is where we're at in Oregon, is it's time to lead our state in a new direction. And I need Oregonians to vote. I need them to show up, and I need them to stand with me and demand change.
Christine, I mean, that's a testament to how much of a case you've already made. I mean, that's crazy to think it's been 1986 since Oregon had a Republican governor. But the Cook Political Report has moved this race into the toss-up category. You are legitimately a candidate, and we talk a lot on this show about sane versus insane. You are trying to appeal, regardless to how people have voted in the past, to the sane people of Oregon to acknowledge that it's time for change.
Yeah, they're just asking for some common sense, and I'm committed to bringing it. And we haven't seen that for far too long in our state. You know, for folks that weren't living through it with us, we had some of the longest lockdowns across the nation. We were, our schools were shut down longer than California schools. And, you know, when you talk about outraged parents and parents that are just demanding better, that's because Oregon's leaders have been far too political for far too long. And Oregonians are saying, we just want common sense.
Didn't the lunatic governor, Kate Brown, tell people to snitch on anybody who had more than four or six people in their home or something like that? Wasn't there a period there where private homes in Oregon actually had some kind of a cap?
Oh, Thanksgiving. That was the Thanksgiving debacle. She said, nope, this isn't even a joke, right? You feel like there should be a punchline coming at you right now? But she actually called on Oregonians to limit their Thanksgiving get-togethers among family members to five or less, I believe was the number.
There you go, five or less.
With more than family people. I know. And then to call people just in case you saw more cars out front of your neighbor's houses. That is absolutely
Clay, the governor
ridiculous.
Of Oregon wanted people to snitch on families that got together with more than five people. The whole thing's so stupid, arbitrary, and insane.
I just, Christine, anything we can do to help, certainly if you are listening to us in Oregon, this would be a monumental message to send to have a Republican in the governor's office in Oregon again. We know you would do an incredible job, Christine. Let us know how we can help coming down the next 49 days.
Hey, thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you today.
ChristineForOregon.com, folks, is her website. Go check it out. Thanks to people like you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation can deliver on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes like Officer Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD to protect her community. She proudly wore her uniform, but was ambushed and shot in the line of duty. She survived by three children, including an adult daughter who was 20 at the time of the murder. She became the sole guardian and provider for her twin siblings, who were 12. But thanks to your generosity, Tunnel to Towers gave her children a mortgage-free home. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved one. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. Help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Clay and I donate every month. We're hoping and asking you to do the same. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Unfortunately, instead of focusing on stabilizing the dollar, the Federal Reserve is drastically raising interest rates, far more than any other country in the world. Other countries are going to be printing a lot of money to help businesses and consumers to get through this hard winter. So that's going to be a pressure on upward prices. So we're in a recession. I don't care what they define it as. Maybe we'll get a little blip upward in the third quarter, but we're in a downturn, and the Fed wants a downturn because the only way it knows how to fight inflation is by making people poorer.
Steve Forbes, guy who knows about things like inflation, the economy, kind of spent his entire life. He's been talking about this stuff, writing about it longer than I've been alive. I don't know if it's longer than you've been alive, Clay, but the longer than I've been alive.
He was right on the flat tax, by the way. Even youngsters like you understand that's the case.
Oh, yeah. No, look, he's a very insightful guy. And what he's saying here is, first, what do we get? We're getting the Fed rate increase is supposed to happen tomorrow. Right? So tomorrow you're going to see the Fed rate increase coming out, which is going to mean that for anybody thinking about buying a home, a whole lot more expensive. Anybody who's going to have to run up debts on their credit card, a whole lot more expensive. All this stuff is going to be contracting the economy, going to be making things harder. And as he says, the only way the Fed knows how to fight inflation is to make people poorer, which is not usually how this is phrased. But you did hear even a few months ago, Clay, some people pointing out that really there is a mentality. Nobody wants to say this. But to actually clear out what's happened here, to sort of deal with this, it's almost like when, a forest fire happens and then you're able to have the dead wood is gone and the new stuff can grow. A recession based upon these cycles of Fed intervention and all this other stuff, people have been saying we kind of need a recession. No one wants to say it that way, but that's actually the only way this eventually resets.
Yeah. And look, I am, first of all, how great was Christine Drazen? And yesterday we had
awesome.
Tiffany Smiley
on. How can
you
be a person in Oregon that thinks about anything reasonably and doesn't say, let's at least give her a shot over lunatic Kate Brown?
Just think about where we were, that the Democrat governor of Oregon was asking people to call the police over whether too many people were coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. And you're going to support that party? I'm sorry. And I don't even mean in the context of partisanship. This is why a lot of times I like to focus on sane versus insane. They haven't had a Republican governor since she said Top Gun was out, Buck. The first one, not the one right now, 1986. How would you not give her a chance when the murder rate is skyrocketing like it is in Portland and everything is going wrong in that state in general? And look, Oregon's a beautiful place. It shouldn't be a dumpster fire. That's what Democrat policies have done. At a minimum, how would you not give her a chance? I mean, honestly, like for 4 years, a mom of three, I think she could probably do a better job.
Democrats at some level rely on a delusion, sure, but also a degree of stubbornness from their refusal to accept that maybe they had made a bad decision in the past, because to change, who you're voting for would be the acceptance. I mean, I sit here now and I'm like, look, there are Republicans who have been very disappointing. There are Republicans who I think people should be critical of at different times. But if you're looking at Kate Brown versus Christine Drazen, how could you not say this is worth a shot? That's the part of what is the mentality there exactly? But the only thing that Brown has going for really is at least she didn't go downtown during the BLM riots in Portland and pretend to be a good friend of the activists, as in Antifa lunatics, and have the Antifa lunatics start shouting curses at the person as they did with the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler. Do you remember that? One of the great
one of the weakest leaders of all time.
One of the weakest, most weaselly, just like, oh, Antifa, I'm here because I stand with you. They were like, I can't say what they were saying. They were just cursing him out to his face. It was amazing. He so deserved it. He so deserved it.
Total, I can't even say what the words I want to describe. What a total pussy willow move by him to do in the first place. I mean, just utterly ridiculous. You've got to get out. We had Tiffany Smiley yesterday, was fantastic in Washington. She's got a chance to beat Patty Murray. Kate Brown is, I think, term limited out. So this is an open seat in Oregon. And you just heard from Christine Drazen. And imagine the message that gets sent if Oregon voters rise to sanity and put her in office. It would be phenomenal to see. We're going to be speaking of a major race. We've got Dr. Oz with us in the next hour. And what exactly is going on there? The momentum all with Oz against Fetterman. We'll talk about where we are headed 49 days out. Appreciate all of you.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently.
Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helped severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It's already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes.
The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.